1, 2, 3, 4.
You've got your Kilt in a twist with your host, Patricia Fraser. Now, choice cuts from the albums that brought us our favorite tracks this month. This is your Celtic Countdown.
Well, out here on the West Coast, little blooms are coming up out of the earth and the trees are starting to look like they're going to come into leaf. And I know it's not like that everywhere, but here we are truly green and truly Celtic as we bring you our top 10 for February. What could be more green than that?
Kicking off the list at number 10, it's the Real McKenzies from Rats in the Burlap and Catch Me. Thorn holds down our number 9 spot with the Queen of Argyle from Open Skies.
Gentlemen, it is my duty to inform you of one beauty. And though I ask of you a favor, not to seek her for a while. Of my own, she is a creature of character and feature, but no words can paint the picture of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, but not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. On that evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in a movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. regrets, my needs must leave you. My intentions know to grieve you. No, indeed, would I deceive you. Oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find a way to gain her, to curse her and to tame her. For I feel my heart's in danger from the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle.
From right here around Vancouver, holding down the anchor spots on our February top 10. The Real McKenzies at number 10 with Catch Me, Blackthorn with number 9, and Queen of Argyle. But now let's swing right across the Atlantic to Scotland.
The Battlefield Band beg and borrow from some of their friends for the number 8 spot, the 5 Mile Chase.
Thank you. Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
March 10th through 17th, Vancouver streets, concert halls, and pubs will resound with the sights, sounds, and vibrant spirit of Celtic Fest Vancouver 2016. A pre-festival concert featuring Irish folk hero Damien Dempsey on March 5th will set the scene for the great entertainment to come. Music legends the Irish Rovers will perform on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, a do-not-miss concert on their last world tour. Celtic Fest's official kickoff features the resounding sounds of Halifax Wharf Rats, March 10th. March 11th marks the return of the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir, and by popular demand, the Celtic Fest Ceilidh is back with a roster of Celtic music and dance gold, March 12th. Celtic Fest and the Rogue Folk co-present Irish accordion dynamo Sharon Shannon on March 13th. For full information and tickets, go to CelticFestVancouver.com. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find today's chart with all the songs for February, plus lots of interviews and photos and everything more, and calcopyrite.com, which is currently under repair, but is still a good archive and a good source of information for all the artists that we play. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Welcome Joy and Welcome Sorrow is the name of the album that brings us our number 7 tune, The Vapor by Spiro. Thank you. Celts, nomadic by nature, musical by acquisition, bent on global conquest.
Just furnish us with the appropriate drugs and then leave the room, please.
Or not.
You're tuned to the best in contemporary Celtic.
You've got your Kilt
in a twist
with Patricia Fraser. At number six, from The Hunger and the Fight Part 2, The Mahomes and the Irish Brigade.
Contemporary Celtic Top 10 for February has been Catch Me by The Real McKenzies from their album Rats in the Burlap at number 10. Blackthorn brought us Queen of Argyle at number 9 from their album Open Skies. Beg and Borrow is the album that brought us The 5 Mile Chase by Battlefield Band. And at number 7, The Vapor by Spiro from their album Welcome Joy and Welcome Sorrow. The Mahones have an album out called The Hunger and the Fight Part 2, and that brought us our number 6 tune, The Irish Brigade.
The number 5 spot on our Contemporary Celtic Top 10 chart goes to Jansberg and Comatin's Halle from Terra Nova.
Mm-hmm.
round for the top of our top 10. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, where we're bringing you our contemporary top 10 for February. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hey, world. This is Michael Franti.
This is Kanan.
Ho-ho in the dark.
Gogo Bordello.
Hi, I'm Natasha Atlas.
Greetings, this is Daniel Stevens.
Justin Adam.
This is Steve Riley of the Mamu Playboys.
Talvin Singh. You're listening to Free Range Radio.
Steve Berlin.
Cesar Rosas.
We're from Los Lobos, and you've discovered music with no borders and no boundaries.
This is Gal Cote, the best artist in the world. Come home to World Beat Canada. Join me for a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada Radio. Brave new Celtic expressions for your iPod, iPhone, and iTouch. Fresh updates are waiting weekly for your download. Make it part of your routine and stick to the program.
I am a tolerant woman, but the one thing I will not stand for is disloyalty.
You've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. From Squamish, British Columbia, fiddler Jocelyn Pettit and her band from the album Caravan and Gaza Ramsan, your number four tune. From In the Magic Hour and a tribute to Vancouver's landmark, Stanley Park.
Nobody knows my name, knows my name.
and I fly away, I fly away.
It is a beautiful spot looking at English Bay from Stanley Park. No wonder Effie O'Donovan appreciated it so much. That's our number three tune from In the Magic Hour. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Just two more on our top ten.
When the Bonnie ship the diamond goes a-fishing for a whale.
Alba's Edge go fishing for a whale and come up with the number two tune, The Diamond, from their album Run to Fly.
Diamond is a ship, my lads, for the day this trade she's bound. And the key is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson sends the orders to sail the ocean wide, where the sun it never sets, my lads, nor darkness dims the sky. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship the diamond goes a-fishing for a whale. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship the diamond goes a-fishing for a whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand about with their shawls all wrapped around them and the salt tears running down. Oh, don't you cry, my bonny lass, though ye be left behind, for the road will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship the diamond goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship the diamond goes a-fishing.
Actually an adventure instead of, you know, dropping off the side of a factory ship. But let's just look at our top 10 for February so far. Catch Me by the Real McKenzies at number 10, Blackthorn with Queen of Argyle at number 9, The 5 Mile Chase by Battlefield Band at number 8, The Vaporer by Spiro at number 7, The Irish Brigade by the Mahones at number 6, Jansberg and Comitans Halle at number 5, Jocelyn Pettit Band with Gazaramsan at number 4, Effie O'Donovan and Stanley Park at number 3, and Alba's Edge with The Diamond at number 2.
number one song on the Celt in a Twist Contemporary Celtic Top 10 for February comes from the magical Plan Tech from Breton and their album Contact, Linnellis.
Number one spot. You know, there must be something in the soil in Brittany or Breton or Brege, whatever you want to call it, because we've discovered another great band from there. You're going to be hearing from Epsilon and the Time Factory. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser. Epsilon catching me up there with La Brasier, the pot, and that's from their album Manufacture du Temps, the Time Factory. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We have more great new music. Sketch have a second album out called Highland Times. They are from the Isle of Skye, and this is After the Storm.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. Now, you can find today's playlist, which is actually our chart, at worldbeatcanada.com. We are going to go out in the spirit that we've been playing for the last couple of minutes, kind of an electronic Celtic. And who better to bring that to you than the Afro-Celts? This is from their album Anatomic, and it's My Secret Bliss. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.